Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you think Des Bryant's staying?
Tonight? Oh, I just assumed
he's probably sleeping right now.
I assumed he already went back.
No, he's supposed to. Is he going to the game? To talk to him again tonight or today.
Oh, there has to be more conversation?
As far as I know, am I wrong?
That's what I saw reported as well. He's staying in town overnight.
Yeah.
Here's what I wondered about that whole thing, because I was asked about 1,000 times yesterday on, did we sign him? I heard we signed him. Did we sign him? Is Des Bryant a Brown?
Well, there was a fake Twitter account that got people going, which is, in terms of Brown's Twitter, is a pretty famous account that got some people going. And I went, oh, jeez. Because this is true. I go, no, it's not. Not true.
Well, there was a signing yesterday. He signed a Browns helmet, apparently.
Yeah, he did sign the Browns helmet, so technically he did put his John Hancock on something.
Yeah, I was curious because he got into the airport and he already had a Browns helmet. Is that because somebody
handed it to him?
But it looked like he hadn't even passed security yet, or gotten through the other side of security.
Maybe it was a security guard. Do you ever think about that?
Who is walking around with a Cleveland Browns helmet?
Who isn't walking around with a Cleveland
Browns helmet?
Do you know how much those cost? They're really expensive.
Well, no, a replica helmet's about $100. We can have somebody look it up. With
the stripe or without a stripe?
You got to get it with the stripe still, and then maybe you take the stripe
undefeated
off.
Without the stripe.
That's true. They were undefeated last year in the preseason with the stripe, damn it.
All sorts of stripes.
So you had I'm sure that somebody was – we knew since Monday that it was going to come in on Thursday. So I'm sure that somebody had been waiting. We had pictures of him. People were waiting.
It was so funny. There were camera crews there waiting on his arrival. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, if you were a member of those camera crews, like, if he ends up signing with the Browns, I think he's still okay. He's not Des Bryant of a few years ago, but he's still a good player. But I wonder about the people who are waiting for him, like, 10 years from now, after his, 25-catch season. Hey, remember when we camped out for Des Bryant at the airport?
He's still a great wide receiver.
Oh, I don't think he's great. He's
wait, now?
Good. Yeah.
Now, oh, okay. Yes, he's been a great wide receiver in his career. I don't know. I've wasted my time doing way worse other things if I'm a Browns fan, I'm sure.
Well, no,
honestly, how many Browns games have we watched? Waiting on Des Bryant to get here to get an autograph really isn't the worst type of thing.
To go to the airport, you have to pay to park, you have to get past security, because that wasn't on the other side of security. Like, that is a labor-intensive day just to get an autograph from Des Bryant.
Do we know that a TSA agent didn't just bring his favorite?
No, I don't. I don't know.
There we go. Okay. Yes. Yes, Owen. Yeah. Oh, the replica helmet.
Yes.
This is the replica. $109.95 on Amazon.
And it just takes up so much space, unless you have, like, a showcase or a trophy case.
That's why you get the thing signed.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
Well, don't get a TV or a couch because it takes up so much space.
Wait a second. A football helmet's a little bit different. You've got to actually have that somewhere in your home that you show. What are you so confused about?
It's a helmet.
They're very big, Ken.
It's probably like 1 square foot.
But you got to think about it, though. Lima's living in an apartment where he doesn't have as much room as the average person who has a house.
Where would you put your helmet?
I don't know.
I've been to your house. We don't live in the Taj Mahal. I don't understand.
Where would you put the helmet in your place?
If you're a big Browns fan, on the mantle of your den, or maybe you're that big a Browns fan, maybe in your living room.
TV stand.
Be nice to have a mantle.
Do you guys not think it's one of the autograph seekers, the guys that are out here outside
the gate sold
at Progressive?
So he's already sold it.
And that's quite possibly true.
Well, that is a rare item. In the words of the late, great Jeff Sindelar, that's a good item.
Does it become completely worthless the minute he calls other teams and says, all right, here's the Browns offer?
Not because
I really don't want to be here that much.
That picture went viral, though, so it's got to be worth something now.
No, it's not.
It did go viral.
Everything goes viral today. That doesn't mean anything.
And you get that picture along with it, so that kind of works as a certificate of authenticity
sure
in a way.
I'm not – yep, that's true. That is a very good point. I don't think, though, that – I would think, though, that something that is unique, like this is Dez Bryant, who's a noted Dallas Cowboy. His signature is on a Browns helmet because you got the signature on the Browns helmet while he was there in Cleveland to meet with the Cleveland Browns. Even if he never played with the Browns, it's still kind of a rare item. So I think the rarity of it would probably, I would assume, increases the value of it. If he is a Hall of Fame wide receiver, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame wide receiver, but if he were, I mean, we're talking some decent money.
What would be a LeCharles Bentley autographed Browns helmet? What would that go for?
Jeez. You just.
What I'm saying is that it. I just.
$110.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The helmet thing, I always. Just autographs in general, not a big fan of, but I'm not a hoarder. People hoard this stuff. And they, you know what I'm a hoarder of?
Fans.
All the Indian swag that we get. I have all that stuff, yeah. And I give it away on the holidays.
You're a hoarder of 22-year-old girls' emotions. That's what
you're phone numbers
of.
Might be.
He uses those free gifts as Christmas presents.
I do, and I've done it for wedding gifts too.
Have you really?
My friend Ross, I had all
God,
this
you're
stuff.
A pig.
So I put a check in there.
Are the worst.
I put the customary check in there, but he had to dig. He had to dig
because I loaded it
up with stuff.
That's a great idea.
All the free stuff. But it is always good. Now, this weekend, it's Jim Thome.
You get the jersey.
Yeah, the Jim Thome jersey, which is really cool.
The Jim Thome jersey. So you got that going for you.
So did Dez Bryant immediately after meeting with the Browns yesterday, where there are other teams he could get more targets. Like, we all agree on that. That's regardless of if Josh Gordon ends up signing. Between Landry, who is going to get a ton of targets. I mean, it looks like Tyrod Taylor in practice has been throwing only to him, which is smart. Njoku.
He's the best wide receiver, I'd hope so.
Duke Johnson. Rashard Higgins.
Yeah. Well, this is all, again, I think this is all predicated on whether or not you're getting Josh back. And according to that report we saw from WKYC yesterday, where is this a hideout situation with him and his child support?
Well, if anything, if I were a Browns fan, I would have saw that story and felt optimistic. Because it's pretty evident Josh needs money. Oh. And so what is Josh not going to do? Miss the first game of the year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That would be...
He's still not with...
You don't agree, kid?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he needs money, but he's not collecting checks for training camp or anything.
But what
he?
I don't know how that works.
I believe he should have gotten something for training camp.
Maybe the Browns already told him, hey, don't rush back. We're taking care of you. We're going to be with you through this tough time.
We'll take care of you on the back end type thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it says, if he's involved in some thing about child support, okay, according to WKYC, this was brought up that there was a petition for child support. He owes, $6,700 a month, I do believe?
Beginning on the 1st of August.
Okay, beginning on the 1st of August. So that's maybe why he had taken his sabbatical, which would mean that he's at least he'd be clean to come back and work.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other question would be, you're away from your football team. Are you going to be ready to play on September 9th?
That's a good question.
Are you just going to tune it up? Because if you're available and you can start collecting checks on your $800,000 salary, then that's fine. But and listen, you know how I'm feeling about the whole child support thing, but we'll tackle that later.
Ken
on.
Ken doesn't pay it. We had people call Bull and Fox yesterday and say the whole thing's a scam.
What, child support?
Child support. Said it's totally rigged. The system's rigged. Kids don't need that much money. I mean, look, that's what a judge ordered. What do you want? The judge tells you to pay something, and then some guy goes, oh, that's
We're really going
to
do that today.
That's just what the court says.
I really got to do that show today.
You get a good lawyer, and you challenge that, because that's just what the court says. Okay, but how about you pay something? And oh, by the way, all of us in this room have paid more taxes, apparently, the last few years than Josh Gordon.
Is the child
How does that make you feel?
Oh, boy. Is the child in the child support indicative of your salary?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Owen?
Yes, it's a percentage off your... I don't pay child support. Come on.
We go to the leading authority on the matter.
No, but it's a percentage off of what your base income is. They can petition your employer to see how much you're paid. I'm assuming that's what happened here. I don't know that for sure.
Not for you in general. Can they garnish the wages? They can, obviously,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Could he say it was owed? It was owed on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Could he had asked for? Could he had asked for a loan?
Petty cash
from the. I'm just.
Well,
I'm
if you're a Browns player, are you giving Josh? I mean, I'm not trying to be crass. Of all people, are you giving Josh Gordon a loan? Do you think you're ever going
to
see that?
What's six? Well, if it's for that, I mean, this is compared to what they've had to deal with for 5 years. Is this not a drop in the bucket?
Oh, you're saying like D. Haslam? Yeah. Do you think he could call D. Haslam?
I mean,
and say,
I know this is shaky stuff here.
Spot me $6,000.
$6,700.
That's
still
a grand a year.
Extra $700 there
that he hasn't played.
So you understand? Is that that's true. You got to understand is that, okay, you've already been through this to make sure that he's in camp. Do I do this? Because everybody and their brother thought that he was avoiding the Hard Knocks cameras, that I thought that there was a possibility he might want to be paid for the documentaries.
And I
brought this
too.
Up on air because you have Baker Mayfield. I know Jarvis Landry was going around with SI cameras.
You get a documentary.
Yeah, that
and
type
you
of thing.
Get a documentary.
That type of thing. So if this was a set amount and now he's down in Florida – and he's waiting on it. Is it a thing where, and now I've looked into this as much as I could. Is it where he is, it's a petition for his child support payment. Now, if he's down in Florida and he's not with the Browns, is this a possibility where he is away from the team so that he is not employed? And if you're not employed at that moment as a contractor, if you're not employed at that moment, they can't take something that you don't have. Because I think you don't start drawing game checks in the preseason. You got to wait until September.
Yeah,
after September 9th.
Do you get a per diem in the preseason? I don't know how that works.
Well, you get a stipend. I think you get a stipend. But you get a game check 17 weeks out of the year. That's how, because you get one for the bye week too. So you get a game check 17 weeks out of the year. And then that's it. You're a 1099 right. employee. You're not.
With our fans, with the Browns fans 3 weeks ago, Josh Gordon was a sympathetic figure. Today, as of August 17th, is he no longer a sympathetic figure? I wonder. I heard a change. I saw a change of tone. Plus, he puts out another video last night. Puts out another workout video at the Swamp in Gainesville. And he's clearly not afraid of cameras, guys. So just so everybody knows, Josh Gordon has never in his life been afraid of cameras. So can we put that to bed? Can we put that to rest?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to use cameras to help his cause.
Well, people act like he was Ricky Williams with the helmet on or something like that. I'm like, no, I still didn't think that. And I would honestly, I'd rather that be true than child support payments, to be honest with you. Child support payments are a bad look. And I don't know. We got people getting in here. I don't know if I want to take these calls.
You want to do child support radio?
I really don't, because I'm sure there are people there
Owen
who have different experiences.
Owen says no. Joe and Ron are on hold. They want to talk child support.
How much are you paying?
I mean, I don't know how we need to get into a contest on if child support, if my child support is more than your
You're
child
exactly
support.
You're exactly right. Ron like is on a work phone. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, I'm not here to get into a who pays more thing. I just wanted to say, after being with my ex 10 years, it didn't go right. I ended up having to get custody of my daughter. I've actually had physical custody of her in lawful possession since February. I'm still paying child support until September 20th when they have a full hearing on it.
Okay, Ron, this is totally irresponsible radio. Joe in Mayfield Heights, go ahead. Next up.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Hey, you know what? I just want to make a comment. You know, I've listened to this crap now for the last, 48 or maybe 72 hours about Josh Gordon and his child support since it came out. Mm. But child support ain't figured out anymore in Ohio on just the guy's salary. It's how much the girl involved makes.
That's true, because
she makes $16,000.
They said, they make $16,000.
So all these guys calling in and saying it's a scam and everything, man up, fellas, because you brought that child into the world. You don't want to take care of that child, put a gun in your mouth or something.
Okay, Joe.
We
got
to
hit
glad we brought that one on.
By the way.
Owen?
RN.
I agree with you. for the record, let it show, I agreed with you, buddy.
RN Roberts.
For the record, I was on the fence.
This is a theory here. We do theories on Thursdays.
Oh,
but
boy.
Rob says, I feel Josh Gordon is holding out hope that the Browns are going to cut him so he can sign a bigger contract with another team. What would happen if the Browns cut him?
He ain't getting
cut. This is the one team that stood by him. So if they were to cut him.
Oh, no. He ain't getting cut.
Paul Potesta, Gordon is a deadbeat dad that needs to get his ass to Cleveland and get with the team. I think it is gone. Now, look, again, if he says tonight, hey, I'm coming next week, people will be excited. They won't care anymore. But right now, as of today, I think he's become unsympathetic as far as a person that a lot of people had said when he now announced his hiatus from the team again that, hey, we're with you, we support you. And then the video comes out last night. He didn't respond to any allegations. about whether or not he had paid child support. I just think it's not a good look. This whole thing is getting worse for him by the day.
It's absolutely not a good look. But the point is that if we just start, hearing that yesterday, because everybody's child support issue is different, and obviously there are guys out there who feel that their children are being held as some sort of a bargaining chip with their ex. This becomes something that's very, very ugly and very, very personal very, very soon, very quickly. So I have to stick to what Josh Gordon, what I'm reading with Josh Gordon and what I'm reading with everything else, because you got TMZ who has reported that the judge had set the missing payments up to 30 days of jail time for his first violation. I think it's 60 and then 90.
Okay, here's a question.
For each violation. So if it's three violations, you have 90. That's a TMZ report.
Now remember, the NFL, according to the reports that we had, have to reinstate him. He has to apply for reinstatement. At least that was what I was led to believe. How does the NFL look on something like this?
Probably not favorable.
Like, is it a guarantee that Josh Gordon gets reinstated? If that is the case.
I think so.
Do they want a player actively playing on Sundays who a judge is telling him you have not paid your child support?
You can't pay your child support if you're not working.
I get that, but he can go get a job. It's not like he was ineligible to get a job.
But
he could have worked for somebody the last 2 years.
But is that against his child support? And we'd have to look it up. Is that against the CBA?
I don't know.
Is failure to pay your child support against the CBA? If it's not against it, then you have to let the man work.
Remember, supposedly he was on his last leg as far as the NFL was concerned.
Totally understand.
Like, he could get pulled over. The way I was led to believe the last time is he could get pulled over for reckless driving, and the NFL could say we're not reinstating
it. But if it's a players' association agreement, then there's a strong grievance that can be filed there. Well, it's the NFL players' association.
You think they're going to stick up for Josh Gordon at this point?
Over child support payments?
Over anything.
Oh, yes.
Over anything.
Josh Gordon's the only guy who's ever failed to pay his child support.
No,
I'm not defending this practice. I'm just pointing
it
out.
It's not just
that's
this.
That's all I got to do.
It's the 30 things before this and then this.
Well, we'll obviously get back to this. 216-578-0092. Also, we had a couple of outings last night, and one in the same draft class right after Baker Mayfield. It didn't go as planned with the New York Jets. We'll get to that. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman with About Last Night next on The Fan.
All right, big-name receiver in Berea yesterday, but it certainly was not Josh Gordon. Dez Bryant visiting the Browns. The visit went well, according to Mary Kay Cabot. The 29-year-old has turned down a 3-year, $21 million deal, but said to be looking at a 1-year prove-it kind of a deal. Browns have $53 million in cap space. Okay, if they really wanted him,
I thought it was 69.
Okay, 84. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seems like the total always goes up every year.
Changes every day.
Will there ever be a year the Browns are, like, against the cap? Up against it. It's been five straight years we've had more money than anybody.
I guess you better hope Baker Mayfield pans out, because that's when they'll be up against the cap.
But that's what here's what I always wonder. Not that we
you're paying a franchise quarterback $30 million a year.
Teams have been proven time and time again just spending money in free agency does not solve it. I remember the Philadelphia Eagles 2011, the 8-8 Eagles were the dream team.
Oh yeah.
For everybody they went
and
signed.
Plenty of teams have tried to do it.
But it has been every year over the last 5 years, the Browns have been way under the cap. Like, not even a quarterback salary away.
Yes, they're not.
Way under the cap. Can't they front-load deals and sign a few more players?
Well, it's never the object to pay more money to guys, not just to do that.
Yeah, but if you want talent.
Unless you're trying to meet the 89% threshold, then maybe you have to, which would be, that'd be incredible for some players out there. But with paying the money, what players have they had that have been worth it to pay the money? Because you usually are going
to
pay guys
who you
drafted.
You got to draft
good players. And Josh Gordon might have been one of those guys, but here we are again with Josh Gordon. Jarvis Landry was a nice salary, obviously, but isn't going to approach that. It would have to be a quarterback.
But I guess we know the Browns
don't have a quarterback that's been worth a damn to pay that much money to.
I think the Browns have made it clear that they're trying to win games this year. I just kind of feel like we talk about how little depth they have. Like, at this defensive line, they had one injury. They're in big trouble. They're in big trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't throw more. They're like $60 million under the cap. You couldn't throw more money to bring in more bodies?
I mean, are they going to be good enough to play? These guys do have other contracts.
Depth-wise, it seems like we do have holes. We're not even close to a perfect team.
Could I have gotten everybody there? I don't know what else you want. There's only so much you
can
do.
It just seems like the Browns haven't spent money for 5 straight years.
I understand that, but again, that money goes away very quickly, and you have to rip off salary to put more salary in there, because I know that the salary cap goes up, but if I pay a guy a long-term deal, then that could prohibit me with my cap number, not necessarily the deal, but it can prohibit me from my cap number to be able to sign guys a little bit later
on. No, we need.
My goal is to sign Myles Garrett to a major contract at some point. Hopefully he'll be
able
to
do that. We need a smart, Harvard-educated cap guy. That's what we need.
Well, Paul, wait a minute now. Paul,
where are you, Sashi Brown? We need Sashi. That's what I said.
Well, wait a minute. Now, Paul's not really. He's in analytics, isn't he? Andrew Berry's really smart.
No, I want Sashi. All right, biggest question around Browns camp continues to be the status of Josh Gordon. Last night, video posted on Instagram. Everybody thought, here we go. This is going to be the video. He teased it all day.
It's worthless.
Well, why is it worthless? It shows that he is still working out in Gainesville at the Swamp.
Great.
Who is he hanging out with?
I don't know.
This was like,
a Tybo video. I don't care.
It's like some young dude out of college in Gainesville who's got like 1,000 Instagram followers. The guy that posted the video. Like, that's your circle?
It's just
those are the guys getting you ready for football?
I agree with you. I totally don't care. I thought it was going to be – I didn't get my hopes up. I thought it was probably going to be a disappointment, and it was. Just it's the equivalent to be a body shaping. I don't care about watching him work out. This isn't 5:30 in the morning on the old ESPN.
I miss those days. Was it Denise Austin? Oh,
that
Denise.
Was a good time. That was good.
Denise.
I used to watch Denise every morning.
Going into middle school, that was the thought I had all day.
Brenda Dykraft.
Every morning,
Denise. Who was the guy
Austin.
In Hawaii?
I don't know, but Denise was
Gilad.
Nice.
Gilad?
Was his name Gilad?
Gilad.
Gilad? Wait a minute. Go on. I'll look it up.
I'd like to see what that guy looks like now. It would be hilarious if he looks like 100. And it didn't really serve him well.
Gilad.
It is Gilad?
It's Gilad.
How old is he?
Oh, probably 1,000.
By the way, I added, there was a lot of cool music and strength band training.
You also had Kiana's Flex Appeal.
Of course you did. And they always had those three mats and then two models who weren't allowed to talk. Why wouldn't you let them talk? Did they have nothing to contribute?
They're there to work out, not
or just
talk.
Work out. All right. Yes. I got to tell you, this story from Paul Hoynes makes you a little nervous. Manager Terry Francona says the Indians don't have a handle on whether Trevor Bauer will be able to return to the mound this season. What? After an MRI showed Tuesday, the 12-game winner has a stressed fracture of his right tibula. What do you mean this season?
That's distressing.
He's in a walking boot right now.
Do you mean the regular season? He means the regular season, right?
I'm just reading exactly what he wrote. I did the old copy and paste. Francona, along with Chris Antonetti, president of baseball ops, said they'll know more in the next few days. It's going to heal when it heals from Francona. That's like me saying
heals.
Drew Stanton is Drew Stanton.
And which you did yesterday.
I did say that. And I stand by it. Here we go. New rules. We can do a fake drum roll. We have the new rules.
All right.
As at 10 o'clock today, 10 o'clock a.m., because it is a night game, game day vehicles are allowed to start posting up over there in the world-renowned Muni lot.
Right.
Kenny, we have the rules.
Yeah.
No open pit fires. Propane grills only. No charcoal.
Yeah.
Saving space is prohibited. Don't even think about it. Not even at 10 a.m.
Well, that's just going to start a fight. I agree with that.
Oh, we've tried it.
Totally
Believe
agree
me.
With that.
Believe me, it gets to be the wild, wild west in there.
You get there together, you don't get there at all.
Attendees will be charged for all occupied parking spaces. No in and out privileges. Has there ever been in and out privileges anywhere in a parking lot?
As far as your car? No. No.
I'd like to be the one parking guy in the country that says, hey, you know what? You guys come in, you also go out.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
Save your space. I got the cone. I'll run out there for you.
You can do it at Disney World if you're tailgating for the Seven Dwarfs.
All litter must be dispensed in trash containers. They have trash containers? That's news to me. I always thought it was the pavement.
I saw some trash containers. They got the cardboard bins.
For us, it was
there's a couple overflowing trash containers.
For us, they're always,
Let me tell you. For us, it was I-90. That's the trash container.
Oh.
Okay.
And finally, here we go. The number one rule in the Muni lot. What? And this year, as every year, they say that they'll enforce it. No alcohol.
All right. Well, you can wish in one hand and something else in the other and see which one gets filled up first, Michael Cox.
I would love to know the people that head into the Muni lot and say, hey, you know, Sally, did you see the rules? Frank, what do the rules say? Well, Sally, absolutely no beverages that contain alcohol. Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to put my kegerator back.
We should do a video. of muni lot rules.
HR for we HR.
Come, and we do the thing where you walk in
this
with a cooler.
Great idea.
And
great
someone
idea.
Points to the sign that says no alcohol, and you make a frowny face and turn around and go, I'll be right back. I got to take all this beer home.
You have your
and then go home.
You have your BYU shirt on?
That was.
What else are we not allowed to do?
With you and the Cougars? What? Leave the Cougs alone.
So no alcohol there in the muni lot. Is anybody, I want to hear from someone this morning that is pulling in. You're not supposed to get there till 10. Is anybody already ready to go for tonight's game?
Somebody will. Also, a quick word to the, a quick advisory. They are no longer taking PDF tickets, printed out PDF tickets at the Browns game.
You have to have it on your phone,
yes.
Huh?
And remember, and Jessica Dill brought this to our attention this morning on Fox 8, umbrellas are okay at the Indians game, but not at the Browns game. So Lima like umbrellas at the Indians
yes.
game, no like at the Browns game. So there you go. And that is a fantastic rendition of About Last Night. Your chance to win in the Pigskin Payout, your last day to win in the Pigskin Payout starts at 7:05. But you must be hanging on our every single word to be able to get the code word to enter in the Pigskin Payout. Your chance to win $1,000 in the national contest. Also remember, Dez Bryant, he is in Cleveland still.
Could happen anytime,
and
Browns
he
fans.
Could sign at any time. So you better be listening on the radio.com app, 92.3thefan.com, and obviously on our regular radio at 92.3thefan.
I do want to ask you, back it was 2011, and I was thinking about this the other day, because I gave you a name, I think Nnamdi Asamoah, remember him?
Yeah.
And he signed with the Eagles, and the Eagles were signing everybody, and they were called the Dream Team. They dubbed themselves the Dream Team.
Vince Young. Called them the Dream Team. Wasn't he the backup quarterback
yes,
for that
the
team?
Yeah.
Called them the Dream Team.
Was Michael Vick the starter at that time?
Wasn't it still McNabb?
Oh, was it? Okay. And they end up going 8-8.
That was a long time ago.
So that team goes 8-8. But yeah. I thought to myself, if the Browns with Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon comes back, they sign Dez Bryant. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna say? This seems like
Super Bowl, big name. It's Super Bowl.
Will they do better than 8-8? Because that team was a huge disappointment.
I mean, if you have Dez Bryant, does that really change a whole bunch
of things? Well, Dez and Josh, are you changing your expectations if they got both of them? Like in one day, we could find out they have both those guys. Now, we don't
possibly have
them.
But I don't know how much better they're going to be. I've never wanted to try to do anywhere near that building that way of what the Eagles tried to do back then.
Yeah, normally it doesn't work.
Or the Redskins. God, Dan Snyder's been famous for it. I know the Dolphins tried to do it. The Chiefs had tried to do it way back when. You've had a couple of teams that have just tried to go out there and buy it and get it done that way. And it always, just about always fails. I mean, some teams are able to make the playoffs, but it fails and sometimes just blows up in their face. Albert Haynesworth and $100 million and everything like that. I think, though, that if you have a guy like that, if you have a guy like Dez, you still have a team that's coming off of 0-16. You're still going to have some players left over. You didn't just completely flip it over. And you still have a young football team. So, and a wide receiver is a wide receiver. I still have to have a guy who could put him on him. So if Tyrod plays well, really well, maybe you'll do better than what some people think. If Tyrod plays poorly and Baker plays like a rookie, and at times show some flashes, you'll still probably be around a single-digit win football team. But you can still show some progress this year, yes.
It does seem interesting to me that I always used to when I was younger, and especially when we had Tech Mobile and you had the team with all the great wide receivers like the Houston Oilers, and they had three good or four good wide receivers.
Yes, sir.
In today's NFL, how important are – I know this sounds silly. Every play, you want to have good players.
Here we go.
But how important are wide receivers to your win-loss total?
Well, I was going to bring up something else, but, I mean, when you want to do this now, we can do this now. As far as a wide receiver, I got to have a quarterback who can put it on him.
Yeah.
I got to have a guy who can do it. And you keep bringing up Tyrod Taylor and about his past, and I haven't been able to 100% disagree with you. Now, Sammy Watkins had been hurt. Robert Woods has been in and out and flighty and things like that. I know they had, who was it? Kevin Hogan or whoever it was. There's been a couple of guys.
Yeah, their wide receivers
Hogan or whoever the hell it is.
Left a lot to be desired.
Yeah. So, but you've had a couple of situations where, they did have some talent. They did have some guys who were weapons. I just always think it's going to be predicated on the quarterback. There have been a lot of quarterbacks in the league who have had good wide receivers, but they haven't been able to do anything. Brandon Whedon was still a four-win quarterback. The Browns were a four-win team when Josh Gordon had 1,600 yards receiving and 9 touchdowns. You've had
Then I joked with Brian Hoyer. We bring up all the time. They were 7-4 with Miles Austin, Travis Benjamin, Jordan Cameron, and Andrew Hawkins.
Yeah.
So And Kyle Shanahan was scheming those guys open all the time.
Yeah. But if you have a capable enough quarterback who can do what he can to eliminate turnovers the best he can, to play smart football, you could win some football games. It's just how far off are you going to go? Because Tom Brady, what makes Tom Brady such a legend is that it's not Marvin Harrison. It's not those type of players. It's been Danny Amendola. It's been Wes Welker, who was just a throwaway treat by the Dolphins. Yeah. It's been Danny Woodhead. It's been those guys. Like, he's turned those guys and made those guys into valuable commodities and have gotten those guys paid either by his own team or by other teams.
Well, I think
Roethlisberger's done the same thing. I think Rodgers has done the same thing.
Philip Rivers, regardless of who his weapons are, have always been good. So I think we know franchise quarterbacks, it really doesn't matter who their receivers are. They'll be pretty consistent over the years. The question would be then, can a guy like Tyrod Taylor, and this to me, he has a chance to prove me wrong big time and prove Aditi Kikabwala and a lot of the fans right, is if let's say an average quarterback to slightly above average, like you've said in the past,
okay,
about Tyrod, if he can be enhanced because of the weapons around him. I the franchise quarterbacks, I think they will spit out similar numbers, similar win totals, no matter who they have around
them. I would rather, honestly, have a really great quarterback and just average around him than the other way around, because I think it'll boil your guts. And that's why, and we'll have Vic Carucci on at 9:06, and I'm sure he's going to say it, but we wonder, gosh, how could Bills fans have that nasty of a feeling inside their gut about Tyrod Taylor, is because they believe that Sammy Watkins and Robert Woods and LeSean McCoy, and those are nice names. Those are good. Those have been good players for the other teams. They've been hurt. They've been respected players for the other teams. And you have those type of players, and you're only able to do this to them. You're only able to do this much. So when you have a guy who is a middle of the road, and I like Tyrod Taylor, but a middle of the road quarterback, you feel he should be doing so much more. So yeah, I'd rather sit there and bitch and moan about not having the type of wide receivers that are needed for what I believe is a really good quarterback, which might be the case someday. Hopefully not with Baker Mayfield, or instead of, well, okay, we got great talent around it, but we have the succubus at quarterback. We're not able to do
this,
it.
This
Joe
be...
Thomas was one of the is the greatest left tackle to ever play the game. He was blocking for garbage. They haven't been able to do anything. So it's another one of those cases where if you just don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance.
It's a good case study this year, because I've always thought that, you know, you're not going to become a different player just because you're in a new system with new talent or new wide receivers around him. But, you know, maybe last year, it was really interesting with Case Keenum, like the season he put on. You would consider Case Keenum to be a fairly average quarterback. And last year, for whatever reason, whatever they had in Minnesota, it worked. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he elevated his game. He was not the same Case Keenum as he was a few years ago. So I think if you're a Browns fan, that's the hope. That's the way to be optimistic, is to hope that Tyrod will be different. You know, we had Steve Tasker yesterday was on with Bull and Fox, and I thought he was very fair. He explained why Buffalo fans feel the way they do and why they tore their hair out. He also was complimentary. He also had good things to say about Tyrod, and he said every week there will be a play that Tyrod has, maybe two or three plays, that almost nobody in the NFL can make. But then at the same time, he said there are windows open and he just doesn't unload the ball. I'll be curious to see if he improves. You know, with Todd Haley this year, he is 29, but he's only really played 3 years. You wonder if it'll change.
What I'm hoping for is, again, I think that when you eliminate turnovers, when you can throw some accurate passes and you can move the ball down the field, Tyrod's able to do that. It might be a little bit dink and duck for some people, but again, I'm not finding myself in horrific situations where I'm turning the ball over in the red zone.
Oh, that's for
where
sure.
I'm turning the ball over in my own red zone when I'm trying to come out of it, when I'm doing stupid things, I'm not doing any of that stuff. So at least if I have a base, I can build up towards something. That's why I don't think anybody, there's some people obviously, but I don't think any one of us, I'm just trying to be fair towards Tyrod. I've never said that Tyrod is the future of the Cleveland Browns, but he's a nice bridge. But the reason that you drafted Baker Mayfield is he's going to be able to do that. I can't sit there and say that I trust, look at you with a straight face, and say I trust Tyrod to, all right, minute 53 left. We got one timeout. We're down by six. We need you. Like, I don't trust him to do that. I don't know if he can. I'm sure he probably has at some point, but I don't know if he can.
Well,
where Baker, that's where you're making your – that's why you pay a franchise quarterback. That's what you're hoping. You're paying a franchise quarterback $30 million. Because if I get in a shootout, I know that that guy can go down the field with 40 seconds left and put me in a position to win the football game.
Ryan on Twitter says, you guys are nuts. You know who else said how important a wide receiver is? Ray Farmer. And he passed on how many that are elite.
Can we stop taking it to the nth degree?
I didn't say you didn't need to not draft wide receivers whatsoever. We all were critical of Ray Farmer for that. So I will be honest. But if you think that's the reason those Browns teams were bad, that there was a lot more going on there than just that. And there is a difference between just not doing anything at wide receiver. Okay? I mean, there's a huge difference from a huge gap between, hey, let's go get all the big-name wide receivers, spend all our money there with wide receivers, and, hey, not draft any wide receivers. It's a huge difference.
Again,
We're not saying don't draft or don't ever assess. In fact, because of the failures of Ray Farmer and previous regimes, they had to go out and trade for Jarvis Landry and sign him to a contract.
Let me ask you this. I know you love Michael Thomas. Everybody likes Michael Thomas. Mm-hmm. He's a great wide receiver. Would Michael Thomas be, I'm going to almost slip into Drew Stanton mode with you here.
Mm-hmm.
Would Michael Thomas be the Michael Thomas we know now without Drew Brees?
Probably not. No, probably
not. If he were drafted by the Browns and had DeShone Kizer throwing to him or trying to throw to him,
I think he would have flashed
with
more
that
than
team around him.
Yeah, I think he would have flashed way more than Corey Coleman.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
No, you're right. He's not putting up the same numbers.
So you got to have a quarterback that can put the ball on you, and then
it's up
to you to go out and make those plays to be highlighted.
I'm in agreement with you.
216-578-0092. Coming up at 8:20, Nathan Zagura will join us, Browns radio analyst, where Mike Lombardi had some strong words for Nathan Zagura, and we will ask Nathan about that coming up at 8:20, and he had Dez Bryant walk into his studio yesterday. Coming up next, though, Sam Darnold changed some minds last night. Not positively, though. Could Baker change some minds tonight? It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima live on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.